This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A top United Nations court has opened hearings into the legality of Israel's occupation of land sought for a Palestinian state, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The session before the International Court of Justice comes following a request by the UN General Assembly. The Assembly asked the court for a non-binding advisory opinion into Israel's policies in the occupied territories. Palestinian Foreign Affairs Minister Riyad al-Maliki opened the presentation by Palestinian representatives.
Acquisition of territory by force, persecution, racial discrimination and apartheid against the people, denial of self-determination are all grave violations of the most fundamental norms of international law. There is a legal and moral obligation to bring them to a prompt end.
The session will last 6 days and judges will likely take months to issue an opinion. I'm Karen Chamas.
An alarming lack of food, surging malnutrition, and the rapid spread of disease could spark an explosion in child deaths in Gaza, the United Nations warned Monday. At least 90% of children under 5 in Gaza are affected by one or more infectious diseases, according to a joint assessment by the UN Agencies for Children, Food, and Health. Yemen's Houthi militants said on Monday they had attacked a cargo vessel in the Gulf of Aden, which is at risk of sinking, raising the stakes in their campaign to disrupt global shipping in solidarity with Palestinians in the Gaza war. The Iran-aligned Houthis, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, have been behind drone and missile strikes since November in the Red Sea and Bab al-Mandab Strait. This is VOA News. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's widow on Monday directly blamed President Vladimir Putin for her husband's death, saying Putin had killed him and robbed their children of a father. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
Yulia Navalny has said she will continue to fight for a free Russia and called upon opposition supporters to battle President Vladimir Putin with greater fury than ever. Her message was posted on Alexei Navalny's YouTube channel in a 9-minute video titled, "I will continue the work of Alexei Navalny." Authorities said the 47-year-old opposition leader died suddenly in an Arctic prison on Friday after allegedly falling unconscious on a walk. Navalny was serving a 3-decade sentence. The whereabouts of his body are still unknown, but citing an investigator, an ally of Navalny, Ivan Zdanov, said on Monday tests on his body would take 14 days to complete.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Monday Ukraine's troops, reeling from losing a key town, now face extremely difficult conditions all along the front line with Russia because of delayed foreign aid. A heightened Russian offensive in eastern and southern Ukraine saw them capture the key town of Avdiivka last week in a major boost ahead of the second anniversary of the February 2022 invasion. The Ukrainian military also says it's critically short of ammunition and shells, worsened by the holdup of a $60 billion U.S. aid package. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday said House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson and Republicans are making a mistake by opposing a funding bill for Ukraine's war against Russia. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday said he is willing to meet with Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson to discuss a funding bill for Ukraine.
Sure, I'd be happy to. He hasn't even said.
Earlier this month, the U.S. Senate passed a $95 billion aid package in a bipartisan vote. It includes funds for Ukraine, but Johnson so far has declined even to bring it up for a vote on the floor of the House, which Republicans control by a narrow margin. Meanwhile, Johnson has been demanding a meeting with Biden.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Guinea's self-appointed military leaders have dissolved the government and will appoint a new one, the presidency's secretary general said in a film statement on Monday. The West African country has been under military rule since a junta seized power in a September 2021 coup. The presidency's secretary general unexpectedly announced on Monday the government had been dissolved. I'm Joe Ramsey.